Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today is the 1st of November, and as such, I wanted to just highlight something that's very important at this time of the year. Where are your clients' goals at? November into December, 7-8 weeks leading up to the Christmas period. If your clients haven't got goals, if they don't have a sight of something that they're working on at the moment, they are going to start visualizing that slippery slope towards Christmas, where they're going to train less. Majority of your clients are going to want to take more of a time off. They're going to be less focused on their nutrition because they don't really have a focus from you. So it's important to go through your client list and say, how many of my clients are currently on target to achieve their goals? How many of my clients have goals? And go through this kind of weekly farm list that I talk about. And if not, then you need to say to your clients and give them all the opportunity, let's have a big push till Christmas. Some of your clients will go from one session to two. Some will go from two to three. Online coaching clients, you know, has somebody been a bit rusty recently with their check-ins? Is it because they haven't got a goal? November is a very important time where people think, do you know what? I'm going to save my money a little bit and possibly put it towards the family. I'm not getting a lot from my training. And then you start to notice your sessions dip. It's up to you. My advice to you right now is to step your game up and really, really look at your clients and say, right, every single one of my clients is going to have a goal leading up to Christmas. And they're going to be fired up. They're going to be pumped. I'm going to bring a completely different level of energy. Just a nod to you guys. Bring the energy. Level up leading up to Christmas, because they won't go anywhere if they're excited to be with you. Strength goals, body composition goals, fitness goals, health goals. You know, you've got to highlight what they can achieve over this next 8 weeks. And then we enjoy a break. Then we come back to 2020 with vigor and energy ready for the next stage. So your goal setting, planning with your clients, getting fired up and pumped for them leading up to Christmas is the way to keep hold of them or get more sessions with them and get more consistency and avoid the drop-off. Now, today's episode, 1, 2, 5. I want to talk to you about something that's very important that I see a lot in the fitness industry. Professional communication, how you communicate with your clients, potential clients. Now, a lot of you won't have come from a corporate background. A lot of you are self-taught. A lot of you may have not done well at school. And here's the thing, I didn't do very well at school. I didn't get very good grades. I wasn't very interested. I couldn't really relate to the importance of being at school apart from playing sports or anything that was important in my life. I didn't do well in maths, English, grammar, I did. But I didn't do particularly well. And interestingly, when I started out professionally, my first proper job was working for a firm of estate agents, surveyors. I'd done university, didn't do very well at that in a year, left that, and I started working for a firm of surveyors. And when you start working in a corporate environment, you have to start sending professional communication. So I was sending professional emails, I was answering the phone, and I'd get pulled up quite frequently. You know, you're not talking to your friend here, you're talking to a professional client. So if somebody inquires to look around a property at the estate agents, I'd have to answer with, good morning, this is Mark from Savills, how can I help you? Politeness. A lot of people actually don't have the degree of politeness now because they're a customer, they're a paying client. And, you know, how can I help you? Listen intently. And then when I met somebody, I was working with, and they said, listen, when you meet people, we've got to be very professional. We've got to be service focused. And then I left that company. I worked for my dad for 4.5 years. And my dad used to ask me to send in the first few months all of my emails to him so he could check that I was sending it. Entering, I would start off my emails sometimes with, you know, thanks for your inquiry. And dad was like, no, it needs to start off with dear so-and-so or to so-and-so. And then you would acknowledge potentially the last time that you spoke to them. And I started to realize that there was actually a way of communicating with people that made you come across more professional. So I would, if it was somebody that I knew or had met recently professionally, then I would always talk about the last time that we met and it was good to see you last time and glad that we were able to discuss this area. And then you go into the body of your email. So there's always an informal introduction to an email if you've seen somebody only recently, but then there is no need to be so formal if you've only seen somebody or had dialogue, say within the last few hours. So I look at WhatsApp messages. You know, if I haven't spoke to one of my clients for a while, I'll say, hi, Jane or Sarah, whatever. And say, you know, and I remember something specifically about the last time I've seen them. Hope you had a good weekend. You're on holiday. Hope it was great. And then I would go into the body of what I wanted to discuss. And then I'd always say things like, have a great weekend, have a great day, have a good day, make people feel good at the end of an email. You know, professionally, when you're sending a professional email to a company or somebody that commercially, you would sign it off, yours sincerely, you know, or best wishes or kind regards. And I see this in fitness professionals, it's not there. You know, when you have somebody that's contacting you who's a professional, you have to talk to them as a professional. You have to deal with them as a professional. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. How well have you done at school in grammar? How well have you done in school in English? Have you ever learned basics of writing an article, sending an email? I'm going to be honest with you. I've researched it all at length. Looking behind me in my office this morning, I've got books on copywriting, writing, grammar. I actually had a mentor very early on in the early days, just at one of the companies I worked for. It wasn't a hired-in mentor, but I would actually have some of the longer emails that I would have written looked over and said, look, you know, within that, you didn't really need to say that. That's where this needs to go. And sometimes I would look at commas, full stops. A lot of fitness professionals, when I see them writing an email to me, there's no commas. There's very, very rarely a full stop. We don't write emails and not take a break, a pause. So when professional people are receiving emails from you or messages from you, do they look professional? My challenge to you is, if you've never studied grammar and you've never studied English and you think that your English isn't very good, my advice to you is learn it. I know a lot of professionals that have just taken books out on English, books out on grammar, watched a YouTube video. Here's the thing. You spend a lot of your time studying nutrition and all the training aspects, but professional communication impacts the growth and development of your brand. It impacts the perception, people's perception of you massively. You know, so when you work with a professional, we've got grammar, writing emails, writing messages, WhatsApp messages, they're still professional. To me, if I'm dealing with a client I've not spoke to for a while, I will always enter a WhatsApp professionally. Even though it's communication, if you've not spoken to somebody for a while, you need to come in professionally. If you just come in as a mate, you know, my clients aren't matey, buddy. You know, you've got to keep a degree of professionalism between you and your clients at all times, or else it becomes a friendship. And is it your lack of professional communication that's turned that into a friendship? The other thing I'm going to talk to you about professional communication is when you meet people. As a fitness professional, if you meet people on Zoom or on Skype, are you in a professional environment? Do you speak clearly and concisely, or are you very slangy with people? That affects your professionalism. When you meet people face to face, do you give people a handshake, or do you just give them a high five, or do you say, what's up, buddy? When you actually talk to somebody professionally, you are giving them an opportunity to perceive you as a professional. And as such, you're giving them the opportunity to say to their friends, hey, the trainer that I work with, he, she, incredibly professional. Well, what else would make your professional communication great when you finish a training session? We've talked about this at length. Not just see you later, see you next week. That's not professional. Professional communication is slow it down. This is what you've done well in today's training session. This is what we're going to focus on. And do you need to follow up with that person with an email to remind them of what they've done? Professionally communicating with your client in between the training sessions, or are you too busy? You know, just following up with your client, say, just wanted to say that you had a great training session, really looking forward to seeing you next time. And then if you remember that they're doing something in the week, enjoy your kid's birthday party, enjoy your weekend away with your husband. That's hugely, hugely valuable when it comes to professional communication. On the gym floor, I see this all the time. The training sessions, the lack of your ability to communicate with people during the training sessions actually makes me feel quite anxious for you sometimes. I said, oh, you clearly aren't engaging with the person. You clearly haven't invested time. You've got to ask questions. You know, when you're working with people online, people actually are investing in building a relationship with their coach. So, you know, when you're having a Skype call, if you just talk about the training sessions, if you're not actually delving into who somebody is, what they find interest, what they're doing outside of their life, you've got no way of building any degree of relationship. When you're doing a training session, you've got to be interested in somebody. But also, here's another thing about professional communication. Listen to people. Make it very clear to them that you are interested. It's so easy to see whether you're on a call with somebody or whether or not you're with somebody face to face when somebody is uninterested. Because it's like they're just talking behind you. Look at people in the eyes. Make it very, very clear to people that you're genuinely interested in what they're saying. That person will feel engaged. And also, here's the other thing. When you're professionally communicating with people and you're looking at them in the eyes, whether you're on Skype or you're listening intently, you will remember very, very vital things about building relationships. I've got coaches that have worked with me for years. I've got coaches that I've mentored all over the world that have an incredible retention rate of their clients. Now, the clients are coming for the professional coaching ability, but the professional relationship that's being built. That person is not only adding value with helping them change their life, they're adding value by being somebody that they want to be around. They're taking something from the professional relationship that is being built. Now, where do these skills come from? But why don't you necessarily have them right now? You need to be very good at analyzing the areas where you perceive yourself to be weak. I know that my writing is not very good. I know that my grammar is not very good. I know when I'm with people, I just feel very awkward in having professional conversations with them because, you know, I just don't feel like I've got that much in common with them. And so my sessions are quite quiet. You'll know when sessions are quite awkward. Here's the thing. Role models often have helped you become who you are today. If you've had, you know, parents, friends, siblings that you've grown up alongside who never educated you or taught you etiquette and professionalism, grammar, how to write, how to talk to people in a professional environment. Guys, I've had a lot of corporate experience. And if you've got coaches that have been in any form of corporate environment, invariably they actually have very good communication skills, because in a corporate environment, being professional is essential. Being interested in people, writing professionally, you know, you can see when somebody has not had any training, their emails are very, very poor. And in a corporate environment, that's just a standard that is expected. That your emails are on point, your communication's on point. You know, socially, people have great conversation and communicate very well. And this has come, you know, look at the corporate world. If you've worked in it, this is like having role models around you that help sculpt you into a professional. Now, if you want your personal training business to be more professional, I want you to stop for a second and say, Is it possibly because I'm not as professional as I could be? I know I don't have great relationships with my clients. When I write my emails, I really do struggle to make them sound right. And when I write articles, what about when you're writing content on social media? You know, 9 times out of 10, you're wanting professional people to understand what you're writing. And if it's not done in a very professional, eloquent grammar, correct grammar, correct English, then how are people perceiving your brand? Uneducated, unprofessional. Now, if you want to become professional, educated, and a leader in your field, then I'm going to say to you right now that you should be looking at grammar, looking at writing articles, taking on board a role model and say, I want to become more professional. And guess what? There are any type of professional that you deem to be professional. I will always call out the clients that I'm mentoring and say, your grammar is terrible. The way that you talk could be a lot more professional. I say terrible, I'm going to hit somebody where it hurts and say, right, this is the areas which I think from a professional standpoint, you need to improve. One of the things that I want to say to you guys right now is a professional personal trainer, a professional online coach, a professional fitness professional, professional. If you know a lot, but are poor with grammar and English, you can't communicate. If you know a lot and you aren't very confident talking to people, and you don't really know how to communicate professionally with people, your brand is going to be perceived as unprofessional, uninterested, unintelligent. Regardless of you knowing everything, if you can't communicate it properly, people would perceive you to be less than you at the moment perceive yourself to be. So the bridging of the gap between what you want people to see you as and where you are right now is not learning more about biomechanics. It's not learning more about nutrition. This is why for me, every single bit about helping you through your career is the navigating through the journey. So I'm going to look at, you know, do you look the part, your physique? Your body shape, are you out of shape? That's a massive part of you becoming a better professional. What about on the flip side of that? Are you professional? Do you present yourself well? Are your clothes shabby? You know, are you wearing overly fitted clothes that make you, that blatantly look like you're wearing tight clothes that are too tight for you? You know, are you actually wearing clothes that are, you know, too small, like I said, or are you wearing just dirty or old? You know, all of this affects your professionalism, right? And on the flip side, that professional, how you meet people, how you speak to people, how you shake somebody's hand, whether you look at them in the eye, whether you are uninterested, all of that is dampening your brand day by day by day. Your posts on social media, if the English isn't right, your articles you write on your website. Here's the other thing, guys, when you do a video, and you're like, right, today I want to talk about nutrition and I'm going to help you get in better shape with that. If your way of presenting your personality is not representative of a professional brand, it's damaging your brand. And this is why I know there's a lot of hats you've got to wear as a professional. But looking at all these different aspects that you really, really need to work on to bring your business, bring your brand to that next level, a lot of it's going to be professionally sculpting yourself into what you want people to see you as. So my closing advice for you at this point is, this is why we need role models. This is why we need mentors. This is why you need to pay attention to how I present videos, how I write. Over the years, I have looked at articles. I've looked at different people's blogs. I've watched people's videos. How are they presenting themselves? These guys are at the top of their game. Are they speaking slower? Are they placing more pauses when they write an article? Where are the paragraphs? Even writing on social media, a lot of people put big blocks of text. Every third line, put a space, make it a lot more readable. Talk in a language that people will understand rather than a language that will confuse them. So my basically job with today's podcast is to make you aware to professional communication. Make you aware that it's damaging your brand if it's not congruent with what you want people to perceive you as. So if you want your brand to be perceived as professional, then you need to look at your grammar, your writing, your communication, your face-to-face engagement with people, your engagement through social media, the way that you present yourself on camera. That needs to level up if you want your brand to be perceived more professionally. And if you need to learn, then search for grammar on YouTube, search for English, hire a tutor once a month to come and go through your grammar. Hire a copywriter to look at some of your blogs, because when I've hired a copywriter over the years, I've looked at what they've said is good, I've looked at what they've said bad, I've looked at what they've sent back, and I've analysed everything that they've told me that I need to do better, and then I will start writing my own content, and then I see the tips that I've taken from the copywriter has paid huge dividend in how my articles are perceived, to the point that I would write articles for, I've done Flexed and Muscle and Fitness, and the editors have come back and said they're really good. And that's a product of me studying how to communicate my message. So if you would like to be perceived more professionally, if you want to step up and have your brand differentiated from other trainers, other online coaches, other fitness professionals, professionalism is going to win. And that means you've got to study professionalism. That means you've got to study grammar and English. That means you've got to study face-to-face communication and video creation and script writing. And if that's not a part of what you do, my advice today is to start. Professional communication is key for brand building and relationship building. Guys, as always, I really hope you found today's episode helpful. Little note for you before you go. Don't miss myself and Dan Smith on the 9th of November in London, the last seminar of the year. We're going to be teaching you on day one how to coach the general population client to achieve results and deliver it professionally. How to coach and achieve results with the body transformation clients on the Sunday. So that's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. You've only got a week left. Go onto the website, m10life.com/education. Last chance to sign up. Last education before 2020. I look forward to seeing you. Dan looks forward to seeing you. I hope you found today's episode helpful. And as always, please share the podcast. Leave me a comment. And guys, remember, I answer every single message that I get. So if you need my help, need my advice, you need a direction of where to go, what stuff to look for, please send me a message. And last thing, England are playing South Africa tomorrow. So I Google fired up. My apologies. England are playing South Africa. So huge good luck to England. If you're watching it, enjoy yourself, have fun. We're going to be watching it just before the mentorship begins tomorrow. And come on, England. Guys, have a great day. Take care.